In Audio presents The Book of Pirates by Howard Pyle, narrated by Ralph Cosham.
Preface. Why is it that a little spice of deviltry lends not an unpleasantly titillating twang to the great mass of respectable flour that goes to make up the pudding of our modern civilization? And, pertinent to this question, another. Why is it that the pirate has, and always has had, a certain lurid glamour of the heroical enveloping him round about? Is there, deep under the accumulated debris of culture, a hidden groundwork of the old-time savage? Is there even in these well-regulated times an unsubdued nature in the respectable mental household of every one of us that still kicks against the pricks of law and order? To make my meaning more clear, would not every boy, for instance, that is, every boy of any account, rather be a pirate captain than a member of Parliament? And we ourselves, would we not rather read such a story as that of Captain Avery's capture of the East Indian treasure ship, with its beautiful princess and load of jewels, which gems he sold by the handful, history saith, to a Bristol merchant, than, say, one of Bishop Atterbury's sermons, or the goodly Master Robert Boyle's religious romance of Theodora and Didymus? It is to be apprehended that to the unregenerate nature of most of us there can be but one answer to such a query. In the pleasurable warmth the heart feels in answer to tales of derring do, Nelson's battles are all mightily interesting, but even in spite of their romance of splendid courage, I fancy that the majority of us would rather turn back over the leaves of history to read how Drake captured the Spanish treasure ship in the South Sea, and of how he divided such a quantity of booty in the Island of Plate, so named because of the tremendous dividend.